Sholem Avrocha. We are continuing in our project of building our bitochen as something real, the way we approach and pay attention to everything in life, how much we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech says in the Perek Yud Aleph, Lamnatzeach LeDavid. Also, Lamnatzeach is a lashon of a shira. Talking to the conductor of the orchestra, what do we have to sing to Hashem? Bashem Chosisi, I took refuge by Hashem. I turned to Hashem for protection because I know He protects me. And therefore, Eich Toimru LeNafshi, how could you, the different Rishoyim that were trying to attack David HaMelech, trying to give him over to Shaul HaMelech, who was out to kill him. He says, I'm not afraid of you. And how b'chlal could you say, Eich tomu l'nafshi, how could you say about me, Nudi harchem tzipo, that you should flee like a bird to your mountain, or from your mountain. The bird in this mizmor is the moshel of a bird that is fleeing away from something. It has no place. It's not steadfast anywhere. And the male, it has its habitat, and it's running away from its habitat. You think, says David HaMelech, you could put me in a position that I'm just fleeing away. I'm by myself. I'm helpless. It's not true. I'm strong where I am. Because Bashem Chosisi, I have Hashem with me. Even at the time, David HaMelech was very weak. He wasn't yet the king. Shaul HaMelech was still the king. And there was many people out to get him, turn him over to Shaul HaMelech. He seemed to be helpless. But he was able to sing the song of Bitochen. I can happily say Bashem Chosisi. And therefore I can firmly say, I'm not worried about what you people are doing. You're not going to turn me into a bird that's just fleeing away. I'm steadfast. I'm strong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is something at these times to think about. We're going through once again, Omdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu. From all different directions, we are hearing sounds. Chaloseinu, drive out Klal Yisrael. It's not the first time. This happened. It happened before, not even so long ago, 1967, we all know, the Six-Day War. And before that and after that, we've heard again and again. Even later on, from Iraq, sending the missiles there, L'chal Oseinu. But we are Bashem Chosisi. We are in Hashem's protection. Iron Dome and other things are nothing. They're a kli that Hashem gave us to use, a matana, which we have to be thankful to Hashem for. But that's not the thing that works. It's Bashem Chosisa. Bashem is also Yudke Vovke, Midas HaRachmim. Where's Midas HaRachmim? We're in a period of dinim. It's not true. Even a period of dinim, there's always Rachmim together mixed in. And we have to latch on to the Rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our time. And the way we do it is by feeling this, that we are steadfast. We are where we should be and where we will be, and we will not be removed from this place. This is the place Hashem wants us to be. Hashem wants us to be feeling that Lam Natzeach. It's something that I could have a whole choir and orchestra singing together with me about the fact that I'm with Hashem even in these times. Somebody asked me, how can I smile in these times? I don't know if he meant where it's coming from or whatever, but whatever he asked. And I said, Poshet, that is true. We're going through very hard times, and we have to be noisy ba'oil with all the tzaris. I went to Menachem Avil, a few people. Chumar Litzlan, can't even describe it, the tzar. There's many yisoyimim now also, aside from everything else. Together with that, in our own city, in Beit Shemesh, there's hundreds many hundreds of refugees, people that are not in their homes. Just think about it. That with all the chesed, the Baruch Shem, people are taking them to their homes and they're setting up homes for them. I heard stories, mamash, people opened up their houses, gave them everything. Their conditions seem to be even better than what they had before. But it's not that. When a person's away from home, it's the issue of parnosa, it's the issue of the chinuch of the children. It's so many complicated things. Some of them don't even have, they just ran away. They don't even have they didn't take enough clothing. Basic things. Food. To have to be a recipient of chesed is not a pleasant thing. And we're talking about over 100,000 people around the country. Yes, it is a tzora. That's a strength in us to feel we're also on the front lines with our tefillahs, with our chasodim, with our Torah. Like we said, akoveya atzmaya. The more kavua we are in our Torah, in our tefillahs, the more we will remain kavua and the other ones will flee away. But we have to realize, we have to mechazek akfiyas. I beg from all the husbands and wives, try to do something more. Try to make more of a kfiyas. Come in the evening a little bit. Some of them are, and the ones that aren't, be mechazek one another. You'll manage. We're not talking about for hours and hours. A certain amount of time, mechazek one another. This is something, a community project. We could show Hashem we are more kavua than we were before. If a non-frum person was put on tzitzis, he moved up a darga. We also have to move a darga for wherever we are. In a pleasant way, like I said. Everybody can find some extra time. We're davening Ma'ariv anyway. Find the time to daven both in Kavua and the Shul. And find some time before and afterwards. Echad ma'ariv v'echad ma'amid. That this is what Hashem is telling us. And this is the way we're going to be able to go through it with the Olam Natzeach. We're going to be proud and happy that, like we started saying, Mitzad Echad, we are noisib oil. We feel the tzar. We feel the tzar of the captives, of the Shvuyim. We feel the tzar of the soldiers on the front lines. We feel the tzar of all of Eretz Yisrael that are in concern right now, of the people that are out of their homes. So many things to feel tzar about, but together with that, Hashem chosisi, we see with everything where it's still going on, Hashem is with us, and we have to be happy about that. We have to be proud of that, because that gives us the power to be kavua and everybody else flying away. The Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every morning when we get up, we're talking about this, how to feel I'm with Hashem and happy to be with Hashem. Getting up and opening my eyes in the morning. Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. My neshama is back. The family is still here. Ah, Moedani Lefonecha. What to be thankful for. Asher Yotze, I'm able to, the body is working to the degree that Baruch Hashem, Asher Yotze, Bechochma, Mafli Lazois, the wonderful thing Hashem is doing for me. Birchas HaTorah, more than everything else, we have that special keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah and mitzvahs that He gave us, that transforms us from being people that are living just for temporary few years to eternal life. Special Hashgach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the bracha, Shelo Yasani Goy, Shelo Yasani Ovid, recognizing all these brachas are on the mitzvahs. Brachas that we're saying, that I'm thanking Hashem so much. I'm not a goy that doesn't have the mitzvahs. I'm not even an eved that has less mitzvahs than a free Jew. I'm a free Jew. And that's what I'm thanking Hashem about. The goy is never stable any place. The Yetzer Hara is dragging him from one place to the next. He's never steadfast. He's never kavua. He's like that bird flying around from one place to the next. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not like a bird. Everything has a mahalach. Everything is set up. Shelo yasani goy, shelo yasani oved. How proud we are that we are the Am, that we are the nation that have the Targ mitzvahs that accompany us and we accompany them to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeicher to have these feelings of David HaMelech. I'm not concerned of anything that's going to cause me to have to fly away from where I am, because Hashem Chosisi, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. have a steadfast relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem will watch over us. And I feel it to the point that Lam Natzeach, I could even have a feeling of simcha even in these trying times. We should be zeicher met to feel the simcha. We should be zeicher to the nitzuach of the Leviim and the Beis HaMikdash, Shibonu v'mheiru yameinu.